Are you doing this beyond diversity work only amongst Quakers? Have you done it in the outside world? Does it have to be done differently there? Can you do it the same? I think amongst Quakers, there's this understanding about spirit and listening to each other, sinking down to the seed, the stuff you were talking about earlier. In fact, I had a sense just 5 minutes ago, I was saying, is this woman channeling John Woolman? The way that he dealt with getting rid of slavery within friends, where he didn't go and push the guilt button, including going to the plantation owners. Some of them were just befuddled because he didn't try and do that stuff. So, first of all, are you channeling John Woolman? And where else are you doing this work?
Absolutely not just with Quakers, though I have to say, because of, like most of us, partly because of my associations and definitely the 4 years at Pendle Hill and offering BD101 there at Pendle Hill, there's a large number of Quakers. Like when I look at the whole BD101 database, I think it's 50%, 60% Quaker. There's a school district in Florida that sent four folks up to the last intensive. Very exciting to have, this school district find the website, get a call and say, this looks different than the other workshops we're considering. Why is that? And, to have them come up. So, yes, each workshop is a mixture of folks. What I find is I don't really believe that Quakers, it's not so much that we have an understanding of those things in a way that other folks would not have an understanding. I think that it's like I was saying in the workshop today that my sister and I, we come from a musical family. So, we sang harmony in the back of the car all the time. That was our way of kind of cutting our chops. We were doing that stuff early and we were singing against, like she would sing one song and I'd sing another one and see if we could hold our part, and I'd go louder and then she'd go louder. And because we came from a musical family, we practiced all that stuff. So it'd be very hard for you to get me off my part in terms of music. And in what I think as friends is that our practices lead to a deepening, a more easily accessible, that silence and sinking down and so forth is more accessible. But I think it is a natural language. I think it's a natural way of being. So it's funny, I'm talking about Dwight so much, but when we were in our wedding, and when Dwight and I got married, we got married in a Black Baptist church in Newark, and we had a Quaker wedding. For the most part, except we allowed the pastor to, he still said, I have to say these words. So he said his words, but everything else, it was a Quaker wedding. And afterward, I mean, he loved it, and some of the folks in the church loved it so much. He kept trying to have the silent times during the services. But then somebody would get up and start testifying, and before you know it, they were shouting and everything. And so the door was open, but they did what they were really used to and familiar with in those spaces. I think of the work of Parker Palmer in the teaching communities. I mean, not that that's the only place that he works, but if you look in the teaching community and look at what Parker Palmer has brought to the field of education and how people understand it, it's a bunch of Quaker stuff. A lot of it is what we think of as the clearness process. He wouldn't necessarily use spirit or God language in that context, but people are drawn to it. They're thirsty for it. So I'm doing a summer camp in Chester this summer, 3 weeks, and part of my goal is to have these 13 to 16-year-olds tap into just a whittle bit what happens in a moment of silence. Because I think a lot of what happens and why, my dad has three TVs going in his house at one time is the defenses against hearing what's there. And we hear that in meditation and so forth. So I say all that to say, I don't think of it as folks not getting some of this stuff naturally or easily that is a part of the BD101 experience or the Beyond Diversity 101 experience. I feel like it's partly creating a space for remembering And that was one of the songs that we did this morning. Please see me and remember. I've come to learn to love. And I love the word remember. So that's what I feel as Quakers in many ways, part of the gift that we have to bring to this society at this time is helping folks to remember that we can ourselves have an understanding and that we have been given a gift to discern the way forward. But we have to remember. We have to remember what we say we are about, which is that there is that of God in everyone, and people can actually be given a message